Mojo 5-0.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America Rock Radio.
That's right, American Uck Radio Saturday Edition. As you all well know, the show don't go until after you've had your daily hello. Good, let me turn that up a little bit. That seems a little low. Good afternoon, you American Uckers. Happy, happy Saturday. It's the 260th day with only 105 still to go in 2022. Today is Constitution Day and Citizenship Day that commemorates the adoption of the Constitution of the United States and those who have become a United States citizen. On this day, members of Congress Convention signed the Constitution in 1787. It's National Professional House Cleaners Day that recognizes professional house cleaners for the necessary and skillful trade they provide every day. Nearly every business we frequent and apartment building rents hires a professional cleaners. The industry also employs approximately 3.25 million people, creating a positive economic impact on the marketplace, especially if you're from Venezuela. It's Boys and Girls Club Day for Kids. I guess that's kind of obvious. If it's boys and girls, it's got to be for kids. And encourages everyone, young and old, to create fun activities to participate in and enjoy the life of being a kid. Whether you have kids or are a kid at heart, I don't have none, but I is. Get out and spark the imagination and create lasting memories. Unless you're like me and don't remember nothing. It's National Cleanup Day. Oh, that means I can't curse. And that encourages us all to take action to make the entire country a better place to live. Outdoor spaces free of trash and litter create a more enjoyable experience for everyone. So how do we get rid of Democrats? It's National Gymnastics Day that focuses on a sport the Greeks developed in the 5th century BC. During the 5th century BC, gymnastics first emerged as a classical sport. The Greeks developed the practice to strengthen warrior skills for battle. Since gymnastics focuses on all the necessary physical traits for hand-to-hand combat, it improves strength, dexterity, and concentration. It's National Dance Day. The day focuses on raising awareness about dance as a cardiovascular exercise. Dance offers numerous benefits, improved muscle tone, weight management, flexibility, and strength. Wow, the music out and I'm still reading. It's Puppy Mill Awareness Day that encourages those looking for a new dog to adopt and not shop. While reputable dog breeders care for the animals they raise, a puppy mill doesn't put the animal's needs first. No, not at all. They put the checkbook first. Not only do the dogs often live in poor conditions, but they're bred too often than is healthy. It's also Responsible Dog Ownership Day. The observance encourages current and future pet owners to commit to being responsible for their loyal hound. Being responsible protects not only the dog, but all those who may be affected by him don't get bit. It's National Monte Cristo Day. A Monte Cristo is a fried ham and cheese chimich. Ooh, that sounds good. It's National Apple Dumpling Day. Apple dumplings are an easy dessert to make. Simply peel and core apples, season them with cinnamon and sugar, and wrap them in a prepared pastry dough. Then bake the apple until tender. The flavor is similar to an apple pie. I would call it a hand apple pie or single apple pie. That's just me. It's day 918 of 14 to flatten the curve. Thank you, Liberty Lighthouse, who can be seen and heard this very evening. I recently failed my medical college entrance exam because of nerves. Yeah, the correct answer was blood vessel. Oh, groan, man. Sunday. God, that one was terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Oh, you know what's not terrible, seeing how we've been doing this now for 4.5 minutes. What's not terrible is if you go to givemelibertynow.org/mojo50. That's right. That's givemelibertynow.org/mojo50. That's where you catch Mr. Nick Searcy's movie Capital Punishment, and tells you what really happened in January 6th in the foreign country of Washington, D.C., or should I say the enemy country of Washington, D.C. So get over there. That's givemelibertynow.org, a Capital Punishment movie. Oh, don't forget the /mojo50, so Mojo gets a cut of the pie. Great movie. I've seen it. Woo, good. It was like 2,000 mules. It was that, you know, enlightening. It's like, oh my gracious goodness. All right, then, me friends and fam-damily. Guess what? It's Saturday. And what do we do? This is Mojo 5-0. This is the American Uck Radio slot. It's the Rock'em Sock'em Saturday Show. I'm your host, Leprechaun, for those of you that don't know. And if you have donuts, share, man. I'm hungry. Got the munchies. No, I'm kidding. All right, so Saturdays are made for music, so let's do music. And we're all over the board today. There's some slow, there's some not slow, there's some requests, there's some not requested, all kinds of stuff. And we had birthdays this last week, but I don't know, should we play the worm song? Maybe towards the end if we have time. We'll see how it goes. All right, first set. Left over from last week, because last week was the Labor Day set, and you all know I always end up putting more music in than we get to. So left over from last week, we have Rose Royce. And at first, I always thought that said Rolls Royce, like the car. But no, I actually looked. It's Rose Royce and the Bee Gees. Now, the first song, as soon as you hear it, you're going to know it. I know you will. Without any further ado, my friends and family, let's make it a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of Saturday and get to the tunes. Rose Royce, Bee Gees, to whom we've gone.
Joy, happy, happy, joy, 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 joy, joy.
I can't wait till it's time to go home.
Well, you know, if you cared, you could go over there to Tubes of You, you know, YouTube, and go to Romika Designs. Yep, they've got the live laser cutting show. You can even see the sign that I have hanging on my front door at this very minute that says recording. The other says on air, but yeah, I'll use that when I'm like on off track or something. But yep, the recording sign is on the front of the house. It means I'm on the air. And you can do it too. Get on over there to Romika Designs. That's Romika Designs on YouTube and subscribe. Subscribe and then get your friends to subscribe. We're trying to get Ron up to 1,000 subscribers. So hurry on over there and get her done. Hey, that's what we ought to do. One of these weeks we'll do comedians again. Get her done. Wasn't that Larry the Cable Guy? All right, this next one. I had a new protective screen put on my cell phone, and John over at Worst Buy, okay, so it's Best Buy, but everybody knows me. I call things by what I want to call them, not by what they should be called, so I've always referred to Worst Buy or Best Buy as Worst Buy, and John over there did a bang-up, slam-up job there. He did. And I said, okay, log in, and I'll mention your name on air. And he said, okay, I'll log in. So, hey, John, glad you logged in. He wanted to hear Duran, Ordinary World. So, hey, why not? I stuck him with Donna. So we got a set of the D's. We got Duran, and Donna. So Duran, Donna to the sets. We've gonna go play, boys, play. I hit the button, play. Thank you.
From the rainy Thursday, today, forgot tomorrow. Beside the news of holy war and holy name, ours is just a little sorrow
Now, was she saying it had to be hard for the money? I guess. Well, I don't know. Or she was hard working or working hard for the money. Oh, okay. So then I guess she went to MyPillow.com and scrolled over a couple of tabs and then down about three boxes there where it said radio specials and clicked in there and got her one of those MyPillows for work. Yeah, I'll bet you she did. They're only like 10 bucks. I bet you she took it off her taxes. And you too could save money over at MyPillow.com over there in the radio special section by using the promo code MOJO50. As simple and easy as that. Get on over there and get you some pillows or slippers or fuzzy slippers or Crocs or whatever it is that you, not Crocs, but they look kind of sort of like them. And I hear they don't break real easy. So get on over there. That's MyPillow and Supply at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. And use a promo code MOJO50. Save yourself some dough. All right. That was a pretty decent little set. We got John's there at the beginning. Thanks, John. Now, let's see, what do we got for a change in tempo? Sorta, kinda. I was in the A section of the music this week, and I've got April Wine and Asia. So what you say, we get to a pair of A's. I don't mean, ooh, that didn't sound good, pair of A's. Ooh, bad. All right, how about Wine for Asia, or April Asia? Asia April. Wine, well, anyway, April Wine in Asia. To the tunes, we're gone. Go, boys, play, play. I said play. Thank you.
Lightning smokes on the horizon. Like the man with the water. You had better fly while the darkness can help you hide. Trouble's coming without control. No one staying has got a hope. Hurricane at the very least. In the words of the Gypsy Queen.
Sign of the Gypsy Queen. Pack your things and leave. From the hold of the sleepy stone.
evil seems to be everywhere. Heed the spirit that brought despair. Trouble's coming without control. No one's staying that's got a hold.
Wildest dreams.
Wow. I didn't think of it, but you know, ELP, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer would play good with that Wildest Dream song. Maybe Carnival 9? You guys will have to remind me because I didn't write it down, so I will forget. I will. But something you shouldn't forget is to go to preparewithmojo50.com. Yep. You go over to preparewithmojo50.com. You can save yourself like $50 off the 4-week supply. And they've got months supply on sale too. So get on over there to preparewithmojo50.com. And what that is your portal into My Patriot Supply. And get the life straws, the blood stop, man, just everything. So get on over there because, you know, it's getting later and later and later than you think. And when it gets late, you know what happens.
Romper, bomper, stomper, boo, tell me, do. Magic mirror, tell me today, have all my friends had fun at play?
Well, I hope he's so. Let's see, there's me cousins. Let's see, there's Cheryl and Nettie and Marlene. Hi, guys. And the kids and Vicky. My brother David. And my brother David. Oh, that was a good one. My brother Brad and David are listening, I presume. Boy, I just screwed that one up royally. Let's see, Marnie and Liz and Tiffany and Diana and Mojo Jedi and Jennifer and Mike. There's Becca and Brecca. There's Kim Gummy and Jack Hole Lazarus and Jason and Carla and New York Crafting and Farmer and my homegirl Audrey out there flying the Millennium Falcon. There's Rick and Kathy. By the way, Miss Kathy, your song's in the next set. There's Chelsea and Knights at St. Nee, who is on Off Track on Sunday nights at 7. We're all here on a Mojo. There's Crystal and Fred and Emily. Hi, guys. There's Rob and Jason and Magneto and Chelsea and Liz and Sue and Olga and Lenny and Kevin. I hope the cast, the short one comes off pretty soon there, Lenny. Hope you boys are enjoying the show today. There's Melissa and Michelle. There's Mallory and Kelly and Nikki and Rocky and Crystal. And Sarah, and there's Lynn and Tommy up there in St. Louis. I hope you guys are having a good day. Ethan over there in Cincinnati, Mr. Payton, who posts the show for those that don't catch it live. There's Timmy and Danny and Robert and Chet and my family out on the West Coast. There's Jen and Bob and Allie and Nick. Hi, guys. I hope you're enjoying the show. And let's see, Ms. Debbie and her other significant, Shane. Hey, guys, hope you're all doing good. Linda Hahn. And, of course, my own Ms. Jamie. You can see us. Yes, you can see us tomorrow when you go to Tubes of You, but that won't be until 12 o'clock at early in the day in the 7 o'clock hour, 6 o'clock for me, 7 o'clock for everyone else. You can see, hear us on the Conspiratorium Consultants. And let's see, we're talking about Event 201. Ooh, was that ever an eye-opener? And then, like I say, later in the day, you can catch Ain't You a Beach at 12. Now, today at 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on a Mojo 5-0, you got Dammit with Beaver, episode 95, 96. I have CRS. I'm going to look because I don't remember for certain. And as I scroll, highlight, aha, 96. Episode 96, States of Confusion, and it's hashtag Dammit. And let's see, she has special guests, one each, Mr. Rusty Lugnuts. Excuse me, I sit corrected. That's Professor Laird Reverend, or is it Reverend Lord Professor Rusted J. Lugnuts? I know he's a reverend, he's a professor, and he's a laird. So he's all three of those. He has three titles. Man, he needs big business cards. He's on Off Track as well. They're, like I said, Sunday night. Let's see who else. Oh, she has SoCal on there. That's redhead from Southern California, I guess that's right. SoCal. And let's see, is there anybody else? Anybody else? Oh, well, yeah, me. Yep. Me, my sister, that's El Cal, Ms. Holly, the Beaver, and Rusty J. Lugganuts. All four of us are on Damn It with Beaver this week, talking about States of Confusion. You'll have to tune in at 5 to get more info. And let's see, who did I miss? Did I miss anybody? I did say Linda, right? Because, you know, you guys are probably out shopping and jamming down the aisles. That's normal. All right. Wow. I've been babbling forever. Oh, hey. Before I quit babbling, two things. Today, here in Guthrie, Kentucky, is our Heritage Days. And just before my show comes on, the Rock'em Sock'em Saturday show, from 10 o'clock until 12 o'clock, FM 100.3, The Beaver with Bucky, is going to be broadcasting live from our own little tiny town here of Guthrie, Kentucky. Isn't that crazy? That's going to be so cool. Hopefully I can get them to tune in to our show after, you know, my show. I say ours because y'all are listening too. If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be here sitting here doing my thing. So hopefully I can get them to tune in too and catch the afternoon, since they're going to be done, catch this show here. Who knows? All right, Ms. Kathy, that's Kathy in the Berg there in the chat room, wanted to hear the other day we were doing songs, and she says, is that money, money, money? And I went, no, dear, but I can do it again next week. So how about the Beatles and Billy Idol to the tunes before the clock runs out? We're down to like 10 minutes. Dang, this show went quick today. To the tunes, my friends and family. I didn't even talk about the tie-dye yet.
Taking the easy way out now. She was a
home. See, he was feeling all right. I wonder, since he was feeling all right, doesn't everybody, when they're feeling all right, have a cup of coffee to relax and unwind? Yep. And you can do that, too, by going to AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Yep, that's AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Oh, dude, they've got coffee like you wouldn't believe. Let's see, there's the Frederick Douglass. There's On the Roof. There's the Bacon Blast. Let's see, there's a Watson's White Chocolate Caramel. There's the Bells of Liberty, which I think is a strawberry flavored. My sister had that and really liked it. So get on over there to AmericanPrideRoasters.com. It's about 2 weeks from order to when you get it, I think is what I heard him saying. It's a 15-day turnaround. So order it up. They're back to running, and you don't want to run out of a great, great coffee. And American Pride Roasters is about the greatest coffee that you can find anywhere. Jamie and I keep trying to talk Mr. DM into doing a, because he does tea as well, and peach coffee just does not sound appealing to anybody. But everybody that Jamie and I have talked to, they seem to think that a peach tea might be rather tasty. You know, we could call it Ain't You a Peach, and it'll be a peach tea. I think that'd be good. I don't think he can make those coffee drops that he makes out of tea, them chocolate drops. Yeah. So I think those only work from the coffee. But yeah, Ain't You a Peach flavored tea would be super, super delicious. All right, how we doing on time? Oh, man, there's only like a couple of minutes left, and there's 10 minutes worth of songs just in this set alone. I had Bob Seger, Kathmandu. That's like 6 minutes and a half by itself. And Huey Lewis, New Drug, only because I think Huey Lewis and Bob Seger sound alike when they sing. I think they could sing each other's songs and nobody would know the difference. All right, now I said there was still stuff coming up. Next weekend, the 33rd annual Tie-Dye Fest in Adams, Tennessee will be going on. Oh, man, the 33rd. I've been participating in the Tie-Dye Fest for, oh, I don't know, 7-8 years or so. And not that I know people down there or anything, but I go waddling around, and yeah, everybody seems to know Leprechaun. I don't know why, but it just kind of seems that they do. But it is great. They have two stages set up playing music almost constantly. The fest itself is Friday and Saturday of next weekend, 24th, 25th. But everybody will start showing up on Monday and camp out for the week. And the weather looks like it'll be a fine one. 50s in the evening, so it'll be kind of cool. And 80s in the day, so just warm enough for shorts and not burning up miserably uncomfortable. That's the 33rd annual Tie-Dye Fest. You can find it over on FaceFanork, you know, Facebook, if you want to look it up. Tie-Dye Fest, Adams, Tennessee. Hey, guys, bummer, we've about run out of time all over again. It seems like these shows just go so ready quick. We got all kinds of more music. So the only thing I can say is thank you for listening. Stay healthy, stay happy. Above all, stay true to yourselves, and we'll do it all over again next week. Peace out, y'all.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
American Rock Radio.